God is for God.
All right, did everybody hear that? Listen, you need to be aware of this. There are seven prior events that must happen just before the wrath of God is poured out. Some people say, well, Christ coming back and rapturing his people and pouring out his wrath is an any moment signless event. Wrong. It's not an any moment signless event. It has, just like a rattlesnake, before it strikes you, what does it do? It rattles. God says, I'm giving you the rattling before I strike you with wrath. And the rattling is going to happen during the last 7 years before the 1,000-year reign called Daniel's 70th week. And he talks about it in Matthew 24. He talks about it in Revelation 6. And we've broken these seals, which represent the prior events that must happen. The false representations of an Antichrist in Israel when the temple is rebuilt. And all of the things that have to do with the pandemics that are already happening, but they're going to happen in a pronounced way. And then the earthquakes and the wars and famines that are called the beginning of birth pangs. Then the great persecution of everybody that won't take the mark. CBDC, central bank digital currency. How many have heard of that? Right now, they're moving to have a no cash system, and they'll control it, and they can take your money away. They're trying to do it right now, and that's going to be a big thing during the Great Tribulation, and then the Lord is going to come back, and he is going to pour out his wrath just before he's going to rapture us out of here if we're saved. And so these things are predicted, and they're going to happen. Now, we've been studying in chapter 9 about, and in chapter 8, about the wrath of God being poured out. Does anybody know what portion of the earth in chapter 8 and 9 is affected at first by this wrath of God? Sarge?
One-third.
Yeah, here it is. One-third of the earth. One-third of the earth. God is giving the world time to repent. And so this is all being done as kind of a showcase, a demonstration over one-third. He could just pour it out on everybody all at once, but he's really focusing on this one-third. And in chapter 8, he's pouring out his wrath. And how many trumpets of wrath are there? Raise your hand if you know. Yep.
Seven.
And here they are. And there's seven angels that when the last seal, the seventh seal, is broken, now the wrath of God is going to be poured out in chapter 8 and chapter 9. And that's over one-third of the earth. And that's with these seven angels blowing a trumpet. So God's wrath is one blast at a time. And then you get a little break, and then another one, then a little break, then another one. And so we looked at the first four angels and the wrath that would be poured out from those first four angels, and that was in Revelation 8, and it talks about, for instance, when the first one is poured out, you've got all of the, in this one-third of the earth, all of the what is destroyed? All of the green grass and all of the trees are destroyed. Can you imagine that? And then it's going to hit the seas or the big oceans. And can you imagine that? The blood that's going to come up when all of these, this huge meteorite hits the ocean in the third of the earth, and all this blood comes up from all these sea creatures that are killed. And then the tsunamis that are going to ruin the shipping in this part of the world. It's going to be a terrible thing. And then after that, they get a break from that. Then comes a star or a gaseous comet that's going to break up and hit the freshwater lakes and rivers in this same part of the earth and poison the water. It'll be like wormwood, like Chernobyl. And the people won't be able to drink the fresh water. And it'll be a terrible thing. And then after that, the last thing that's going to happen is what? The fourth thing of these first four angels that blow. You know what that happens? There's going to be a darkening of the sun, moon, and stars. And I believe it could be from all of the smoke that comes up from these judgments, these first three angels, the fourth one is just going to darken everything over a third of the earth. Can you imagine that? And it's getting the attention of these people that are on the earth. Two-thirds of them are seeing one-third of the earth devastated by these terrible judgments of God. But then an angel comes after these first four in chapter 8, it's talked about. An angel announces that what's going to happen, kind of a little break between the first four and the last three, and an angel comes up and announces to the world in the sky what's coming. And basically, what is he announcing? What's coming? Anybody know? Yep.
He says, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yep. Did you hear that? Whoa, whoa, whoa. The next three judgments are going to be worse than the first four. The next three are even more devastating. And it's whoa, whoa, whoa. And that's the picture right there of these last three angels. And we have been looking at these judgments thus far. And the first woe that we looked at in chapter 9, the judgment was this crazy judgment of God that is going to happen in chapter 9. And turn there right now. Take your Bible and turn to Revelation and chapter 9. And remember, this is all the revelation of Jesus Christ. When he came the first time, he came as a lamb. He came quietly to be sacrificed. When he comes the second time, he's coming as a what? A roaring lion. And he is going to tear, and he is going to judge. And for those that haven't accepted him as their lamb. So if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your lamb of sacrifice, you need to do it now before it's too late. And so we looked at this angel here. In Revelation chapter 9, and this first woe, and what, according to Revelation 9, is this first great woe that happened in Revelation chapter 9, and you can study it in the first verses there. Anybody know what that was? Raise your hand if you know. What was the judgment, basically, that was going to be poured out? All right, Diane, again.
A fallen angel. Going to have an army of other angels that were going to torment the peace on earth.
That's correct. A fallen angel named Abaddon or Apollyon, which means destroyer, was given the power to go to the Lord, and the Lord gave that fallen angel the key to a bottomless pit, which is a shaft that is somewhere at the surface of the earth, goes all the way through the crust, through the outer mantle, inner mantle, and to the core of the earth where hell is. That's where hell is right now. It's at the center of the earth. And in there is a chamber of hell called in the Greek Tartarus in 1 Peter. And their fallen angels are incarcerated. Does anybody know why they're incarcerated there? Remember, the Lord, when he died, went down there and announced to them that they had failed in their attempt to destroy his coming, his first coming. And this is all about a war between God and Satan. Did anybody remember? Raise your hand. Why were these fallen angels incarcerated? Kathy? Right, they're the sons of God without navels. They can morph into men and look like men, even though here they morph into what they really represent, you know, these hideous monsters, these scorpions, these ugly beings that have hair like women, faces like men. They have these scorpion stings that will sting people. And when a scorpion stings, it's not always fatal, but it certainly is terrible and painful. And they're going to do that. And they're going to do it for 5 months. And they're going to be able to fly. They're going to be able to pick people up and drop them and sting them. And they have, like, they look like bodies like horses because they run so fast. And this is what they want to morph into, because that's the kind of malevolent creatures they really are, having fallen into sin, you know. And so they're incarcerated right now because not all fallen angels are incarcerated. Satan's not incarcerated. He's walking around. But he made an example. God made an example of these guys. He said, you tried to destroy Christ from coming. And that's why they married women, because they wanted to have offspring and destroy. They knew, Satan knew. Why do you think that they attacked women by marrying them and then getting them pregnant? What were they doing? Yeah. Yeah, they thought they'd stop him. It says in Genesis 3:15 that the Messiah, the Savior, the one that was going to take away the curse on the world, would be born of a woman. The one that would take away the rule of Satan, who became the one who ruled over the earth once he got man to sin. They knew that he would come, the deliverer would come from a woman. The woman would give birth to this child. So they got with women. And they got them, they looked really good. They looked like these wonderful men and these great-looking men, and they got with these women, and they married them. And they had these hybrids, and these hybrids were called giants. In the Hebrew, it's Nephilim. And they're celebrated in Greek mythology. They seem to have some superpowers, you know. And they were these beings that were half man, half devil. And they really lived, and they were destroyed during the flood. Some people think that Goliath was one of these and so forth. I don't know that I could say that definitively, because they were a unique time before the flood, and God put these devils in prison, you see. And then when their children were killed during the flood, the spiritual part of them, the fallen angel part of them, existed still. And they are still devils that also are unseen and cause problems. Like with the Gadarene demoniac. Demoniac, that's like a demon, which is a fallen, is a hybrid between a fallen angel and a human woman. So God let these creatures out of prison, and they come out and they sting people for 5 months. Can you imagine the terrible pain that people are going through? And this is God's wrath. This is the day of the Lord, but God is using even Satan's people to do it. Now, they would sting anybody, but God said, nope, you can't sting those that are protected by God. Only those that have the mark of the beast, you can sting them. And so they have faces like men and hair like women. And can you imagine these transsexuals that try to dress like women, but they're men, and they're being stung. And these beings look like, wow, they got a face like a man, but hair like a woman, just like me. But they're stinging me. You ever see these men? They look like, they look a lot like men. They are men, but they try to look like women. And so it's interesting that God's going to use that kind of thing, and it's going to be a terrible woe. But now we got a second woe here, and go back to Revelation 9, because there's three woes, and this second woe we're going to study today in Revelation chapter 9. And you can look in your notes, and we're going to fill in number one. It says, read Revelation 9:13. And notice the voice of this woe came off from the four horns of the heavenly altar of incense. Now, look at Revelation 9. I'll read verse 13. It says there, and the sixth angel sounded. So this is the second woe. The sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. Now remember that there's an altar in heaven, and this particular altar is the altar of incense, and it represents prayers. And when you pray to God for God's kingdom to come and for God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven, when you're doing that, you see, God hears those prayers. And those prayers are your prayers, and they're mingled with incense or perfume. Does anybody know what makes your prayers acceptable to God that's like the incense or the perfume that smells good to him, Diane? Jesus, the death of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the merit of Jesus. You come in Jesus' name. And when you do that, God says, okay, I hear that prayer. And you've been praying for judgment. You've been praying for deliverance for the earth and all of this. Well, I hear that prayer. And now my wrath is coming down on the earth, and I'm pouring out my judgment on the earth. And so he's got these angels that are pouring out now the last three woes. And we saw the first woe. Now here's the second woe, which is the sixth angel as the trumpet is blown. But what makes that to happen are the prayers of God's people that are going before God in heaven. And that's what he is saying here. It's the prayers. All right, that's the first blank. And then number two, read Revelation 9:14, and I'll read it. It says, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels, which are bound in the great river Euphrates. Now listen, we said that the first woe were fallen angels that were incarcerated because they married women, had children with women, tried to stop Jesus from coming. And Jesus told him, nah, 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 you didn't do it, did you? When he died, he went down there and he told him, you didn't do it. God saved Noah, and from Noah came the seed of the woman. God rescued the DNA of man by the flood and by keeping Noah in the ark. You didn't do it. Now I'm here. We won the victory, Satan. I like that. Amen? That Jesus isn't afraid to tell the devils we won the victory. Yeah. I heard that. I don't.
Online, he was saying, he was saying people are afraid demons are going to come out now because these caves are being exposed.
Yeah, I heard about that, and that is interesting. I don't put a lot of significance in it, but it points up this. It points up that these fallen angels are different ones. These four angels, they're now incarcerated under the river Euphrates. They're under that river. And that reminds us, the river Euphrates reminds us of two great rebellions. Does anybody know the first rebellion that's tied up with the Euphrates River? Yep. Garden of Eden. Remember the Tigris, Euphrates, Hiddekel, and the rivers there. There were four rivers, Gihon and so forth, that were part of the Garden of Eden. And it was very lush. That's why the biotic fuel oil comes from the Garden of Eden. That's why Saudi Arabia and those places where the Garden of Eden was, they were so rich with vegetation that it was plowed under after the flood, and it developed into oil and coal. And so these fuels are making these people very rich in Kuwait, in Saudi Arabia. Some of these Arab sheiks, you know, very rich from all this oil. Well, this reminds us that after the flood, after the Garden of Eden, then there was the flood, there was another rebellion, and that rebellion was this, the Tower of Babel. And God said, I want you to spread to mankind all over the world, create nations, create borders, create different countries. God didn't want globalism. He didn't want a United Nations to build the Tower of Babel. He wanted to have different nations. That's why the difference between Biden and Obama and Trump is Obama and Biden are globalists. They want this. Trump wanted America first. That's why you should vote for somebody like Trump, not Biden. If you voted for Biden, you need to have your head examined. Or you need to have your brain washed with the Word of God, because you're voting for nationalists, not globalists. That's why I talk about these things. People say, why do you talk about these things in church? Because I don't want people to get saved and be dummies and do dumb things. Do what God wants. Simple as that. And it's taught in the Bibles. You just have to know your Bible. And so these people, they wanted to build a tower to reach heaven. Now listen, they wanted to be like God. Who do you think encouraged them to do that? Diane? Satan. And his fallen angels. You say, how do you know that? Because those four angels under the Euphrates River helped lead them to do that. I don't believe they did it by intermarrying. Just like I don't believe a lot of intermarriage is going to happen between angels and women again. That's already been tried. Daniel 2, and I won't get into it now, says that there's going to be a coalition between fallen angels and mankind at the end to build this one world government that's coming, just like it was during the days of the Tower of Babel. It's going to happen again. And these fallen angels are going to give technological ideas to people. I believe Hitler got great technological ideas from devils because Hitler was possessed by Satan. And he had these ideas. You say, how do you know he wanted to kill every Jew? Because he wanted to kill the Jews because God hates the Jews, because he knows when the Jews accept the Messiah, the kingdom of God's coming back. He doesn't want the kingdom of God. So he fought against what Hitler was doing. God did. But Hitler had this. And you remember the Nazis that were with Hitler? Does anybody know what happened to the Nazis when Hitler shot himself? They went to the United States and they helped get us to the moon. And they became these great scientists, but they still had their Nazi views, and they helped to sway the United States into what it is today. After the war, Eisenhower warned, we won the war. But wait a minute, we won the war, but after the war, did we really win? Because now you have this deep state that's fascist and Marxist. And by the way, Hitler was a socialist, national socialist, but he was a socialist. By the way, the English people, the Fabian socialists, and Hitler wanted the same thing, a new world order, a one world government, socialist one world government. Under a dictator. But they had a different way to accomplish it. And so Hitler and them fought. But after the war, the English people, many of these Fabian socialists like Aldous Huxley and so forth, they were fighting for a new world order just like Hitler, but a different way. They were going to bring it in. And they're still fighting for it now. And so the enemy is this one world government, one world economy, one world religion that is going to be. And does anybody know who was over the original one? Who was the dictator, the beast over the one world government? Yeah. Nimrod. And his wife was Semiramis. And they had a child named Tammuz. And there's a whole lot in that. And all of that, but I won't get into that right now. But this was the one world government, and they got technological, just like Hitler, they got all kind of technology from devils. And the world back then was very technologically advanced. And God had to break it up because he said, nothing shall be impossible to man. And by the way, isn't technology just going forward? Morality's in the tubes, in the pits, but technology keeps going forward. And so computers are now the big thing. And they're trying to develop AI now. And they are developing AI that is so smart. I believe AI is going to be devil-possessed and is being devil-possessed. And even these computers now, they're saying they have feelings. They're sentient. You know, they have. Well, that's because they can be controlled by devils. Just like a devil can inhabit a human being, he can inhabit AI. So you're going to see terrible things happening as things go on. And what did God have to do to the Tower of Babel? What did he do to it? Raise your hand if you know. Sarge? Yeah, he knocked it down. The way he did it was he created all these foreign languages.
Yeah, it's everybody's language.
That's exactly right. Suddenly they couldn't work together anymore. See, that's what God wanted. He didn't want them to work together. He wanted them separate. He wanted people. Why? Because if they get together, they're going to do bad things. And so he wanted to separate them, and he did separate them. And he's going to judge again this one world government that they want. And by the way, their goal is the globalists want to have it done by 2030. They want to have it all done. They want to have the CBDC, central bank digital currency, by 2030 totally in place. Right now, it's coming all over. There's a huge push for this to come about. And so you just need to be aware of these things and what is going on, and to know that God Almighty is going to judge it. Now, so these four angels under the Euphrates River, they help to start this one world government. And God is going to release them not to help start a one world government. It's already going to be during the Great Tribulation. It's already going to be reestablished in the earth. But rather, he's going to release them now to judge it. And because they are angry at mankind, and he is going to release them, and they're going to gather a great army of beings. And so let's look at this. Go to Revelation chapter 9 again. And I think we're down to, we looked at verse number 15. Let's look at verse 15 again. It says, "And four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of men." So he's still destroying the third part. This time he got the grass, he got the water. Now he's going to get people. And so they're going to be released, these four angels, and they're going to be released so they can gather an army. And notice the very exact time this is going to happen. God already knows it, right down to the hour, number three, the hour. But notice in verse 15, God already destroyed a third part of all these other things. Now he's going to destroy a third part of mankind. So let's go now to verse number 16. And it says, "And the number of the army, the horsemen, were 200,000. And I heard the number of them." And then look at verse 17. "And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them having breastplates of fire and of hyacinth and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone." So it's almost like the hellfire that comes out of hell. And they're these powerful angelic beings again, and they are gathered into an army. Does anybody know, and that's for number five, by the way, we're in number five, that's talking about after the sixth trumpet, these four angels gather this great army. Does anybody know, when you think about this and the gathering of this army, how many that is, if you're talking about that number, which is 200,000 thousands? How many would that be, Sarge?
If you're talking about an army and the equipment you describe, so give me 45 seconds. The horses, the chariots.
Yep.
Anybody who's involved in cavalry and artillery, we've always referred to the tank and the APC, the self-propelled howitzer, as our tank, as our chariot. It's always called that.
Yep.
And that big gun, that's where the fire comes out, the tool, okay? The cannon.
Yep.
Okay, so you're talking 200 million people in that type of army.
Okay, 200 million. That's how big the army is. 200 million. That's what I was interested in. Now, Sarge just mentioned something that a lot of people say, that this is an army of men. But notice in verse 15, they destroy the third part of men. And notice that all along, what has God been using recently in these woes, these two woes, what has he been using to destroy men with?
Fallen angels.
fallen angels. Therefore, I submit to you, these 200 million are 200 million fallen angels. And these four fallen angels are leaders, and they're able to gather these fallen angels. You say, how many angels are there? Well, Satan took one third of all the angels, so there's a lot of angels. And this great army of I believe, fallen angels are now attacking this third part of the earth. And notice what it says in verse 18, by these three, by the fire, the smoke, and the brimstone, by these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire, and by the smoke, and by the brimstones, which issued out of their mouths. And then notice in verse 19, for their power is in their mouths and in their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents, and they had heads, and with them they do hurt. Following that thing, it's talking about, I believe, fallen angels, and it comes out of the front and out of the back that this is taking place. So what a horrible time this will be. Can you imagine this? And what power would men have against these beings that are coming against them? And yet they kind of got together with the devil and kind of, were in building the Tower of Babel, they got together with the devil. And in building this globalist government, remember we just said that they got together with the devil. It's Satan, the beast, and the Jewish Antichrist who worked together to put the whole world under a CBDC, central bank digital currency system. And nobody can buy or sell without the beast. And so they all trusted in the devils to help them. And you see, the devils are nobody to be trusted. Satan is not to be trusted. Sorcery is not to be trusted. Devil worship, all that garbage. Don't trust it. And don't trust drugs. Don't trust marijuana. Medical marijuana, it's a trick of the devil. And these doctors that are pushing this, I am telling you, these men are deceived, and they're deceiving the nation. And this deception is happening through drugs, and it's coming over this country, America, coming over this world. So now 1/4 of kids in public school, 1/4 of kids identify as LGBT. QIA and whatever else, and you watch for P, that's going to be pedophile. They'll put that in there. That's the latest thing they're pushing, to legalize that. I went and visited a lady this week and knocked on the door. My wife and I, we went in. She had come to our church, and she had three daughters, two of them teenagers, one about 20 years old. And she said that, and she got saved. But she said that her teenage daughters would think she's crazy because they're pushing new age and crystals and all of this. And she said when they go to school, I wouldn't have believed it had I not heard it. When they go to school, they provide litter boxes for students that identify as Furbies.
Furbies, yeah.
Yeah. And they can go, and I take it they put the litter boxes in the bathroom. So they can go in those things because they identify as animals, cats and dogs and animals. And so this is how bad it's getting. They're not satisfied with, if you're a man, you change into a woman. You can't do that, but they claim you can. They take out your intestines if you're a man, cut your body part off and make something out of intestines. That's a bunch of mutilation. And they're trying to do what God did and undo what God did, and they're devil possessed. It's devilish. And they're going into bestiality. That's the lowest you can go. Fornication's low. Then you get that's when you shack up and you're not married. That's fornication. Then you get into homosexuality. That's lower yet. You're a homo. And then if you get into bestiality, that's with animals. That's the lowest you can get. And that's where it's being pushed right now. And so this is all part of Satan, and what he's doing and taking over people's minds and hearts and all of this. And so here God answers just like he did the Tower of Babel. He broke it up. He destroyed it. Now God is bringing down this second great woe by releasing these angels that had part in this, but now he's releasing them to gather a huge army, 200 million fallen angels, and destroying a third part of mankind. And it's going to be a terrible, terrible bloodbath and a terrible, terrible judgment. And they're right here under the Euphrates River right now. Now, I want to get to what's the response. All right, we're not going to get to the seventh. We're not going to get to the seventh trumpet, the last woe, until the next chapter 10. So we're just going to finish up here with the sixth trumpet of woe, the sixth trumpet and the second woe. We're going to get into that next time, the seventh trumpet, talk about that. But we're talking about what is the response now to man when a third part of people are being devastated and they're seeing these fallen angels do it, that they trusted in, that they worked with. Sarge?
The verse says, and they repented not.
Yeah, now let's go to that. Thank you. Go to verse 20. Verse 20, and this is number 9 in your notes. It says in verse 20, and the rest of the men, which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils. Now let's look at this. Remember, it's devils that he's using to judge them. And he's showing them, look, you want to worship devils? Look, you want to work with devils? You're going to get it. And even the devils themselves hate you. And I'm going to use them to judge you. Get a clue. Stay away from the occult, you people that play with Ouija boards. Break that Ouija board. Get rid of it. I remember in the dorm, guys studying to be preachers. A guy, a friend of mine, became a pastor. He was an RA, I think, in the dorm. And these guys were playing with a Ouija board. And their hand got literally stuck to the Ouija board. And they couldn't move. And he came in and that... those devils were cast out of there, and that Ouija board just like flew against the wall. And what a terrible thing that was for these guys that went, and they were playing with the occult. Listen, stay away from the occult. Don't play with it at all, because it says, let's go back to verse 20 and see that they should worship devils. Now listen, the Bible says when you have a statue of Mary, for instance, up, devils are behind that, 1 Corinthians 10. They actually are behind that statue of Mary. You're inviting devils in if you have statues of things that you use for worship. Any kind of, if you have a statue of Jesus on the cross, devils, because that's not Jesus. It's some hippie that's not Jesus, that some guy made in his own mind. It's not Jesus. Make no graven image to worship God or of God. Jesus is God. You don't do that. And so you're inviting devil. Or, now, the epitome of this is that when there's the one world religion and the beast gets rid of all religions and he says, we're just going to have one religion. It's going to be the worship of man. And man is the most highly evolved being. And I am the most highly evolved man. And so they're going to have an image of him. What will that be? It could be an AI. It could be a hologram. You know, it's going to talk. And they'll see the beast. But also, they're going to have their own images of the beast. And who is going to possess those images? Devils. We'll talk about that in Revelation later on. Revelation, I believe it's 12. But anyway, that's going to be the devils. And so they're not going to repent. Even after Satan is judging these people, they're going to continue to hold on to their statues of the beast and the devils that are behind them. Because, see, the devils will talk to the statues. You know how you can go to Alexa and ask things? You know how you go to Google and ask things of Google? How many of you do that? All of you. Because it's immediate. Do you know they're going to start lying to you? And they already have. These algorithms and all this, they're going to lie to you about candidates. They're going to lie. The media is going to take over. They're going to lie to you. So you so much rely on this that then they're going to lie to you. And so you really have to be on your P's and Q's today and check your facts. And watch out who you're listening to, because the media is lying. That's why there's going to be such great deception in the last times. That's why they fired Tucker Carlson. How many heard they fired Tucker? Because he was telling the truth. They couldn't tolerate about the election and so forth. He was showing these people are nuts. And so that's going to happen. All right, let's go on. And it says, verse 20 of Revelation 9, they repented not of their devils and the idols of gold and silver and brass and stone. These are these images of the beast that we're talking about, of wood made into different kinds of images, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. They can't, but the devils can inside of them. And then verse 21 says, neither repented they of their murders. Well, what do you think of when you think of murder? Especially, I think of the pandemic and Fauci, and how many have heard of the jabs that it's all coming out now? They're killing people, and they're having all these adverse, and you could even look it up and see it, how they're killing people. All these people are dying from the jab, and they're murdering people. How about abortions? That's murder. But it says they're not going to repent of that, and there are people that are still pushing that jab. And there are still people that are getting it when it's killing people. And so they're not going to repent of their murders, it says. And then of their sorceries. Does anybody know what the Greek word here for sorcery is? Patty? Pharmakia. That's why I say this marijuana push and all of the drug push that they're doing over the country is pharmakia, legalized drugs that will destroy you. And that's what they're trying to do. And what does that pharmakia do? It's Satan's sacrament. It puts you in touch with devils. And then they can come in. I remember friends of mine that took LSD and they started having more devilish involvement in their life. So get something else. Get away from this stuff that the devil is pushing and realize what he's trying to do. And how he's pushing this on the world. And so they didn't repent of it. It said they kept up with it. And then it says, neither repented they of their fornication. And what's that talking about? Well, it's LGBTQ, lesbian, bisexual, gay, the whole nine yards. And nor of their thefts, stealing elections, and all the stealing that is going on. They are going to continue to rebel against God. And what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. In chapter 10, you come next week. Jesus is going to show up right at the end of the 7 years. And we're going to talk about that next week in chapter 10. All right? You're dismissed. See you next time. What, Chris?
Nobody knows anything.
Nobody knows what?
You know what I've been noticing?
What's that?
By the gave up of my house at the cemetery.
Yeah.
They're all Catholics putting Jesus on the cross in the cemetery.
Yeah, they shouldn't.
I told
That's
you
wrong.
I'd be here.
You did tell me you'd be here. Were you on the bus today? It's a pie. It's just a pie.